finally today, what do an Irish violinist and a Sri Lankan Tamil poet have in common? Well, for one thing, they're married to each other. They also perform together, as reporter Lonnie Shavelson found out in San Francisco, where the couple lives.
Perhaps the best way to introduce the pairing of Colm O'Rian and Perini Sundaralingam is to hear about the first time their parents met.
We initially were rather concerned as to how our parents would react as we came from different religions, different backgrounds, to different parts of the planet. When they did meet, they found they had many stories in common, stories of colonialism, of resistance, of poetry and the literature and the music that springs out of that. My father said, "I don't know what you were so worried about. They're just like our people."
The British declared the island of Sri Lanka a crown colony in 1802, 1 year after they made Ireland a part of Great Britain. That was followed by the suppression of Gaelic in Ireland.
If caught speaking Irish, you could be sent to jail. If caught teaching it, you could be deported.
And the Tamil language in Sri Lanka.
Tamil language could no longer be used in law courts and schools.
And from that common colonial experience grows this song and poem in Tamil, Gaelic, and English. It's called Celtic Rag.
If I could choose the language in which I spoke to you, I would choose the dark red tongue of the Tamil lands.
We both come from small islands surrounded by large oceans.
The yearning notes, the desert drone. I'm sure that the sounds of both of these languages, Gaelic and Tamil, were influenced by the fact they evolved right there beside the ocean.
And then the language then affects the music, and vice versa, the constant back and forth.
If I could choose the language in which I spoke to you, I would choose to speak in Gaelic.
Prini's poetry is naturally lyrical, so the basis of all lyric poetry is music. And I grew up in Ireland where there's a very strong poetry movement.
It was once said that every poet lives as an exile within his own language, and to write poetry that you have to look at the world sideways on, to feel slightly at odds with the world, to look at things with fresh eyes.
For The World, I'm Lonnie Shavelson, San Francisco.
But we lost our words when we left our lands, when we crossed over that ocean that tastes of tears. We swallowed our songs and buried our speech, trading our...
You can see a lovely performance by Colm O'Rian and Perini Sundaralingam at theworld.org. That's where you can find the video link. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. We're back tomorrow.